If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hello, it's the High Time Queen from Space Bunker Temp Services. I'm here today to release the third episode of Season 1 of Offices and Bosses. I'm supposed to tell you that in 2 weeks you should expect some exciting news about the upcoming season of Hello from the Magic Tavern right here on this feed. But more importantly, I need to water the plants up here. This sweet woodruff can't water itself. And honestly, it's embarrassing. I'm just gonna sit here and play with these stress balls. At least I think they're stress balls. They seem really stressed when I squeeze them.
Fear not. Marketing manager? IT professional? Sales rep? And temp? I am Office Manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses!
Hey, welcome back to our third play session of Office and Bosses. I gotta say, like, the last day since we last played, like, I've been kinda feeling excited about playing it. It's weird that I'm kind of enjoying playing this role-playing game set in, you know, my mundane world.
Well, your character, Orlando Bloom, has been super active. I mean, mostly killing people, but
I have killed a lot of people.
Super active, yeah. So kudos.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I gotta admit, John, was it kind of a dick move for me to play an elf in the game?
It's a little weird. I mean, we're trying to escape, you know, we're trying to escape our reality, so it's a little weird. But honestly, it's all about having fun. So whatever you want to do, you do. If this is, if this is fun for you and you feel good about it, then yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, of course.
That's great. I mean, I guess that's a great thing about role-playing games is you can kind of just, like, have fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But in the spirit of the game, wouldn't you much rather play a mailroom attendant or, perhaps a personal assistant?
Oh, man, it's so exciting.
There are dwarves in this world.
Oh, what's that?
A dwarf does exist in this world.
Oh, what, like, but what does it do?
Well, it's just someone who's shorter than the average person.
Oh, I see.
And it's a condition, you know. Yeah.
In the game, they're called little people.
Oh, okay, that seems right. Yeah,
but they're placed in a big world, so.
And they're just as capable as anyone else. They just happen to be, you know, have a condition where they're smaller.
But if that's fun for you to do.
You know what, I'm going to stick through this adventure we're doing as Orlando Bloom, the elf, who, you know, a year and 8 or so months ago fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shoppy into the mundane, office-y world of Offices and Bosses.
You say mundane a lot, but this has been anything but.
It's pretty fantastical, I think. I love it.
Minimore, I know, before we get back into the game, like, what draws you to Offices and Bosses?
I'm not gonna lie. I was not the strongest kid, you know, and got picked on a lot, and it was an opportunity for me to kind of escape, to kind of get away and kind of do some other things, and I don't want to get too serious, but, you know, it's, I get to be the hero. How often in our regular lives do we get to be heroes, you know?
Exactly.
I
mean,
and as the office manager, you get to tell the story, create it from the ground up.
Exactly. That's great. And, you know, I'm working on some other stuff, some speculative fiction and things, you know,
really?
That take place in this world, in this era.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of stories about this attorney and this law firm and all the ridiculous adventures that happen.
Oh, wow.
You know, that sounds incredible.
Yeah. And each story is, well, there's this big crime, but it turns out that there's a huge thing behind it, you know, and...
Can you imagine stories about crimes and lawyers and...
That sounds amazing.
I never thought of such a thing. You're very creative, Metamore.
Now, is the world full of chaos or is there order?
There is law and there is order.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and each story, it's kind of broken into two parts. Well, the first half is like, whoa, there's just a crime. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But then, of course, you know, then gets handed over to the local magistrate who then... investigates the crime and has to get that conviction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like here, where justice is a sharp sword.
Chunt! This would be the perfect thing for Chunt to finally do. I think you should put this up, have a reading of Metamore's stories at Chunt's Night.
That would be amazing. Would you? Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. Yeah.
Chunt.
I'll cast it.
They're only about, you know, 40 minutes or so, so maybe we can do two back-to-back, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow, like a little marathon.
A little marathon.
Yeah, just do a bunch.
Chunt's night would be perfect. Oh, that is a perfect thing for Chunt's night.
Well, Metamore, you know, I know you've probably written a lot of stories that take place in this world of law and order. Have you considered doing, like, a spin-off book that maybe is the same, but are all the stories are have a more sexual nature to them?
Everyone hates spin-offs.
No. Why does your spinoff go right to...
Like just a more sexual version.
You know, when you mentioned spinoffs, my first thought is, well, I am actually working on people who actually go to these crime scenes and do that first round of investigating.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right at the scene of the crime?
Right at the scene of the crime.
This is very exciting, Metamore.
Well, I call it ISC, the investigating of scenes of the crime.
Yeah.
And, you know, a new one every week. And, but it's not sexual, you know, to get back to that.
Yeah, although have you considered doing a spin-off of that takes place in Miami?
What? What is that word?
This is a very sexual
saying. I don't like the way you say it.
One thing at a time, you know? One thing at a time.
Yeah.
My writing is very personal, and I don't
share
it.
I don't share it. Hey, guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot to mention Gail Davidson-Durst, the character in the game Offices and Bosses. You know, Flower played her, but then, you know, I couldn't get Flower to come back. And then so Crom did a good job with her.
Yes, I haven't seen Crom. Where is
he? Crom,
I think he was coming back, too.
Crom ran off and killed a few people. I was able. It took some convincing, but I got the singing sword to come and play Offices and Bosses with us.
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for coming out. Is it weird to be out without your swordsman?
It's weird and it's wonderful.
Sure.
I you know, Jack and I do everything together, and sometimes it becomes a bit much. So it's nice to be out of his hands and here with friends.
Strike it out on your own.
Yes.
So, you know, this is just a normal knight, a wizard, a human, a talking badger, a singing sword, and Metamore, like, you're just like a...
A guy?
You're just a guy.
Just a guy.
Well, he still has hopes and dreams and aspirations.
Oh, of course.
He's written all these speculative scripts.
Yeah.
It's my hope someday, and maybe it could be attached to the Minotaur, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, I have my own little store.
Wow.
Where I could sell equipment to play Offices and Bosses, you know, kind of like office supplies, you know, you could get all the papers and pencils you need to play the game.
Yeah, and you could sell all of the, like, the staples that people need to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can play it to the max.
Maybe, you know, that's my dream. That's office my hope. And, you know, if I can pick up some tips, reading stories at Chunt's Night, you know, and anything I can pick up along the way to make that happen would be great, you know. And
well, I have a little surprise this evening. I've painted a miniature of my character.
Oh, wow.
Yes, there he is in his suit and his fedora and his messenger bag. John Bastion. Wonderful.
So well, that's fantastical.
Great. Yeah, we can we get into this. We can use our miniatures and have them move around the space a little bit, you know.
Oh, sure.
Now, Arnold, you live in this world. What do you think of my purple jacket and my green pants?
I mean, I feel like people don't really dress like that unless they're, you know, like a Batman villain.
A what?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. On my world, there's a vigilante named Batman, and he has villains who kind of dress like that.
So you're saying that an office worker would not really dress like this?
You know what? Offices in my world are kind of drab, and they're not really colorful places.
Fine.
If you want, I could just cut that up. It's just trash now.
No, I'll just devour it.
No, no, Usador. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to be. Overly critical. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm there.
I wonder if
ruining
the next time
fun.
He. I wonder if the next time Pewter. He introduces himself, he's going to say devourer of miniature figures.
I know.
Ah, that was a lot of pewter and paint.
Well, that is not going to come out easy.
Not pleasant. I'm going to order a nail.
Singing Sword, have you ever played Offices and Bosses before?
No, I've never played any game except Stab.
Oh, you've never played any game?
Mm-mm, no.
Wow.
What's your record in Stab?
I mean, what do you mean by record?
Like win-loss?
Oh, I always win.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I could see that.
Then,
yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I feel like even if the swordsman or swordswoman loses, the sword wins.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, swords don't lose unless they get broken.
Yes, and you can't break me. I'm unbreakable.
Oh, are you magically unbreakable, or are you just really confident? Are you just young and you're like, I'm unbreakable. Nothing will ever happen to me.
Yes, that one.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been in like a card accident and you didn't get hurt?
Yes.
Like a bad card accident?
Mm-hmm,
did you
yes.
ever like fall into a pool?
And everyone else got hurt except
yeah.
me.
Did you yes. fall into a pool, like yeah, a pool of water before mm-hmm. and you didn't drown?
I didn't drown.
You're unbreakable.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unbreakable.
Here's some ales for the table, and some milk for Metamore.
Thank you very much.
And some polish for you.
Oh. Thank you. So thoughtful. What a gentleman.
I'll clip on this little necktie on your hilt there.
Oh,
how do I look? Adorable.
Wonderful.
There we go.
You're so adorable. I forget that you are an instrument of,
yes,
of death,
death,
really.
And pain and
yeah.
destruction.
Yeah.
Gosh, Jack never thinks to bring me polish. I like that.
You're welcome.
Don't flirt with her. I made
my
that
vagina's
mistake.
Right under the hilt.
Oh,
boy, yeah. Hey, guys, this is about the game. Tonight is about the game.
Right. Guys, I think she's flirting with me.
I think you're right. But careful, she's dating Foon's greatest swordsman.
And I am Foon's greatest wizard.
I think Can's better.
Hey, it would be a good fight, though, huh?
Not really. Let's get to the game.
Sure. Well, you know, when last we left, John Bastion was on his way to meet Aaron, who has a friend at the mm-hmm. Department of Labor caseworker.
Shit. You're going to hate me. Which Aaron?
Redhead girl Aaron.
Great, okay.
There's also Aaron.
Who's a gentleman. Who has brown hair.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So Singing Sword, there's Aaron and there's Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Arnie's at some point going to say two Aarons.
And which one am I?
Neither.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. You are Gail Davidson Durst.
Ooh, how exotic and fantastical.
And you're an IT professional, which means you are a master of machines and magical devices and, you know, computers and communication systems that allow you to talk across vast distances.
Okay, yes. I'm in. Yeah. Let's play.
Yeah.
And as a reminder, I, Usador the Blue, shall be playing John Bastion.
Yes, feel free to have a fun voice if you want. It's always fun to have a fun fantasy voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, something not like normal people, but just like a fantastical, like...
Yeah, let me give you an example here. Okay. So I'm Chunt, King of the Badgers, Shapeshifter, and I will be playing... hold on, let me get into it. Dan Smith, the Temp.
Oh!
Oh!
I don't know how long I can sustain this.
Yeah, that's a hard voice to maintain.
Is it too loud?
No, it's just the right. It's just the right.
It's powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, and I am not Arnie. I am an elf in this world named Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
I am not from this world of Offices and Bosses.
Mm. I still think you should have a more fantastical name, like Elizabeth Town.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Orlando Bloom seems so weird.
Yeah, well, I thought about Orlando Bloom. I also thought about giving myself the fantastical name of Hugo Weaving.
Mm. Weaving what? Is that an occupation?
How about the fantastical name Benedict Cumberbatch?
Oh, I like that. That sounds... Mm-hmm.
That's actually great.
You know, this actually might be a good time to go around and talk about what your character's personal goals are. Maybe some things they wish to achieve in the next 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yes, I'll start off. So Dan Smith of the Temp, he would like to gain as many abilities as he can. He would like to watch what each person in the office does and try and accrue abilities from here and there, you know, so he can be a well-rounded employee. And I think ultimately, at the day's end, his ultimate goal would be to receive on his birthday a card signed by everyone.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious.
Yeah, and preferably, and there's no way of him knowing this, preferably a card signed by everyone in the office where each person or employee signs it, they're not reading what the other people wrote.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
And perhaps turning it to different angles, so...
Yeah, so there's fun angles, like some people had fun little angles.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, Orlando really just wants to get back to his magical land. He's been trapped in this world of offices and bosses for about a year, 9 months, and he just wants to help. He wants to help John Sebastian and Dan
John
Smith
Bastion.
On their quests in the office, but ultimately he has his own quest to get back home. To his own magical world.
What can the business do to help you achieve that? And what can you do to help the business achieve its goals?
Oh, well, boy. Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I practiced an answer to this, but now that I'm in this situation, I'm a little nervous. Sorry. I think that I bring a lot to the table of this quest. I am an outside of the box thinker because I'm from another world.
Mm-hmm.
But then also this business... probably has some portals somewhere back to my world.
Perhaps. We're normally just doing some real estate title insurance and things
so
like
it's
that.
Real, so this business is really mostly just real estate.
Yeah.
Not many like portals to other worlds.
Well, sometimes it's commercial real estate, mostly large projects.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Mm. Title insurance.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Okay.
Now, Metamore, I don't want to ruin the game in any way, but I'm not exactly sure how to do my goals since I'm currently in the process of trying to get my job back since I was fired.
Yeah, to catch you up, Stinging Sword, John Bastion was fired, although it was under some mysterious circumstances. Roz Walters, who...
COO, right?
The COO, regional COO, fired John Bastion over... But it appears that perhaps she has it out for him, and there was some chicanery involved in his termination.
Ooh.
Yes, and I'm trying to speak to Aaron. I'm trying to speak to Aaron so I can figure out what happened at the office, because we got her the numbers for the fourth quarter. She fired me anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a real bitch.
You get it.
All right. I want to play. I'm Gail Davidson Durst,
mm-hmm.
And I want to stab Roz with a computer.
Oh,
okay.
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 Huh. Okay. Well, let's
see how that plays.
We'll have to find Roz. Yeah. Usually, as a boss, they usually are at the end of the mission,
okay.
At the end of the day, we meet the boss. You know, we have to go through the beginnings first. You've been to a dungeon before.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, there's the skeleton at the beginning.
Yes.
The pond of slime.
You just cut it up, stab it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. But it's at the end you find the dragon or the whatnot.
Yes, and then you sing it to sleep.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You might sing it to sleep. I can't get into dungeons, really. I mean, I'm, you know.
Oh, you can't get into them? Like, you're not even allowed?
Well, I can, but I have a breathing condition where I get
A lot of mold.
I get really wheezy and whatnot, and if I don't have anything to inhale,
I know a breathing exercise that could help you.
Really?
You're just like, oh, just try that. Good.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
Singing Sword, I don't want to get
out of my comfort zone, really.
Singing Sword, I don't want to get too distracted from the game, but I'm just curious. Could we hear what song you would sing to a dragon to put it to sleep?
Oh, yes. It depends on the dragon, but I might just look him in the eye and say, quiet down, you sleeping beast. I am not a wizard, but close your eyes and breathe real deep. You flying stupid lizard, rest now, dream. And then he'd be asleep by then.
Oh, wonderful.
It doesn't take long. I don't have to get to the chorus early.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love...
Thank you.
Oh, hey, Metamore.
Oh, Metamore. Metamore.
I'm sorry.
Are you dragonborn? Or just sleepy?
I don't...
Wow, you may have the blood of the dragons coursing your veins even now.
It would explain some of the dreams I've had, but... I don't even want to imagine. I'm just Metamore. I'm a loser.
What are some of the dreams that you've had?
They're mostly dreams where I'm... This is after a long night of reading scrolls.
Sure.
Let's just be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Long night of having warm milk and whatnot. Perhaps I'll have a dream where I'm flying or perhaps a dream where I'm standing on a pile of gold or perhaps breathing fire or something. But I always think of this as just kind of projection. Just me projecting.
Yeah.
This is what I wish my life was, you know, and instead, I'm stable boy by day and office manager by night, you know.
You know, the reason I sing a dragon to sleep is because a dragon cannot be stabbed. I could try cutting you. I mean, if you feel like maybe you're for real a dragon.
I don't, huh? What? No, I don't.
Okay, I won't. I won't do it unless you ask.
I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to roll those dice, so to speak.
Sure.
Sure, I can.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe on my finger or something? I don't know. How does that?
Okay, well.
Okay, maybe after the game. Well, just in case it's...
Just draw a little blood.
Or not.
Yeah, okay.
Or not. Yeah. Dragons can't be stabbed?
No. Mm-mm.
I think that, is that because of the scales?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just know I've tried, okay, and it does not work.
Yeah.
It is because of the scales.
Oh, so you probably could just stab him, even if he's dragonborn, and it would be like, ugh.
Technically, if you could find a way to pull back the scales, you could stab the dragon, but it's very hard to get the scales off
I don't
of a
have
dragon.
Fingers.
Speaking of, I actually made a along Usor's lines, I made a little figure of Dan Smith here. He's he's made up of two dragon scales.
Oh, wow. Wait, where did you get dragon scales?
You just find them around, laying around. Just but he's just shed them from time to time.
Yeah.
He's two scale?
Mm-hmm. Two scales.
He's two scales?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love that two scales figure.
Yeah, thank you so much. I don't know if you want to regurgitate yours, but yeah, I think I'll play with mine.
Sure.
Oh, duh. Where's the fedora?
Oh, there it is, fully formed.
That's all it takes to produce a fedora, just blip.
That's right. I should also mention that I want to get my freeze spell up to level 3.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure.
Get my job back, get back freeze spell to level 3.
That's right, you have a freeze spell?
Yes, of course.
But you're...
I'm a marketing manager.
Well, I think we should, if we're ready to
let's do it.
Dive in.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps we all find ourselves at a local eatery, Panera Bread.
Ooh.
And Panera is a very pleasant eating establishment, and perhaps you all can be there together. Mm. And across from the room, you see Erin, redhead Erin, sitting by herself. But on the other side of the room, Dan Smith, actually, if you want to roll your...
Here we go. 14.
Very good. Oh, you recognize someone. Again, as a temp, you have worked for everybody, every business in town, you know everyone. You recognize the friend of Erin, the Department of Labor caseworker, sitting at a different table.
Ooh.
Ooh. Do I recall their name?
Yes. Her name is Diane.
Diane, okay. Well, I would like, and this is the labor caseworker that was working with John Bastian?
Well, John Bastian has not met the DOL caseworker yet.
I'm supposed to go meet Erin, and Erin is friends with the caseworker.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd like to go, if possible, go speak to the caseworker.
Sure, that's very possible. Hello? Can I help you?
Diane, right?
Yeah.
I think I've worked with you before. My name's Dan Smith.
You were the temp, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of small talk, remember?
Yeah, you all were very good at small talk.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I try. And that's where my prowess lies. Well, it's very nice to see you again. You know, I have a friend of mine. His name's John Bastian. I think he was actually wanting to speak to you.
Oh, really?
But you're on a lunch break, or?
Well, I kind of am on lunch break. If you want to roll a die there for...
Okay. Got a 7.
Seven. Ooh, okay. I'm on my lunch break.
Okay, I got pretty hurt. So I'm going to try and, just because I feel like this maybe isn't going as good, but I feel like I've laid the groundwork. I'd like to disengage Diane in a friendly manner that maybe still opens the road for John Bastian. And I'd like to go to the front counter of that you said of the restaurant. And I'd like to order maybe like half a sandwich and half a bowl of soup. Is that possible?
I don't see why not. That's a good idea.
If you want to order a whole sandwich, I could cut it. I could just, if they'll only give you a whole one.
What devilry is this? Where would the other half of the sandwich go?
Or the other half of the soup?
True.
I was just trying to have fun. I don't know if that's possible. I just thought it'd be fun to have.
What about this? What if you take the sandwich bread and put the soup in the bread?
So it'd be some sort of bread bowl?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's madness.
Where would the rest of the sandwich filling go?
And how would you soak up the soup? The bowl would soak up all the soup. That you just have soup bread.
Do it.
Fine, I'm going to do it. I'm going to roll. I'm going to try and order a bowl of bread with soup in it. Here we go. Natural 20.
Wow. They say, wow, we're going to do it for you. It's a wonderful idea. And if this catches on, if you want to write down your contact information here.
Okay.
We'll name it after you.
Oh, man.
The Dan Smith Bowl. That'll and if this catches on, we will get royalties, you know. Which could be worth.
I don't want royalties. That's bringing me back to Foon, where I'm the king of the badgers. I'd prefer not to have royalties.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very noble. Give whatever money I would have made and give it to, I don't know, like charity.
Sure.
Do you know someone named Charity?
give it to her. We do.
Give all that money to her.
Yeah. She's got
six children and lost her. Yeah. And is in need. She is in need. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's, I'm going to go ahead and consume my bread bowl, and I don't know who's up next.
I don't know.
I see Aaron, and I wave at her and ask her to come over to the table and join all three of us.
Sure. I'm going to roll for Aaron here. Okay. I need you to roll your friendly persuasion there, John Bastion.
That's an 11, but I have a plus 4 for the remnants of my fedora, which was destroyed.
Which was destroyed. Have we rebuilt your fedora, or is this a new...
It's sort of taped together. I had an elixir of Elmer's that I used to kind of stick it together.
On your character sheet, you do have...
You should just call it a fedora, just to remind yourself it's a plus 4.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, she sees that and puts all of her items back onto her tray and carries it over to the table. Oh, John Bastion, it's nice to see you. I was thought we would have lunch just with the two of us.
Oh, hi, Aaron. Do you know my friends? This is Orlando.
That's a funny name.
It is a funny name.
I tell her that I'm an elf from another world.
Okay.
And I'm like, she does not believe. My name is Gail, and my Gail Davidson Durst. I'm just like, and I'm really into IT.
I am so hungry for fries right now. I don't. Whatever you were doing vocally just made me like. I'm like, I want fries. You know.
You should go order some fries and put soup in it.
That's a wonderful character voice.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Nice to meet another lady too. Says Aaron.
You too. And I am a lady, and you're a lady. Says Gail.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Nailed it. You nailed
it. Thank you.
Good work, Gail, yeah.
So, Aaron, you thought maybe...
You got fired.
Yeah.
You thought maybe, what happened?
Well, I was trying to get the numbers to Roz.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Roz.
Right?
I just want to stab her.
Yeah. Gail really wants to stab her. I'd really rather get down to why I got fired when we got the numbers together and she then refused to pay attention to what I had done for her.
Well, I don't know if you have heard, but apparently she doesn't like you.
I had heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rumor is that she has the actual numbers hidden in her office.
I don't mean to interrupt, but does Diane know if there are any magical portals hidden in that office? To another world?
This is Aaron.
My friend Diane.
Oh!
Who works for the Department of Labor.
I'm sorry. I'm from another world. I'm real bad at names. All of your office names seem really similar.
I understand. A magical portal...
Yeah.
No magical portal. Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No. What would I need to roll for there to be one?
Well, if she knows if they are there.
Oh, I see.
She's not that high up in the office hierarchy.
Okay, so I got to get to the boss. I got to get to a boss.
Roz would know if there's a portal.
Good to know.
If there was a portal, Roz would know.
Good to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Orlando.
Sorry, John Sebastian.
Bastion. We are trying to figure out, if there's a way I could talk to your friend Diane and if she could, maybe help us with
this
issue.
She's actually sitting right over there.
Oh, and Dan's over there.
But I just thought we would have lunch. I don't know.
Oh. Well, I'd love to have lunch, just the two of us, sometime.
Okay.
Orlando, maybe we should go.
Yeah, maybe we should. Oh, I'm going to roll for slowly back away so that they're alone. Mm-hmm. 7?
Okay, you kick your chair over. Horrible right. Clanking noise.
Classic Orlando.
Sorry about them. He's awkward.
I'm going to say I have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Do I have to roll for that? Or?
Actually, go ahead and roll. Let's see how convincingly you have to go to the bathroom. Is she...
16.
She believes you. She thinks you really have to go. She doesn't think it's a thing.
Nice. Ooh, okay, thank you.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Singing sword. Have you ever... Do swords go to the bathroom?
No, but I've seen Jack do it.
Oh, wow. You seem so excited.
I hang right by where he's from.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. You've got a real close-up view of that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it exciting for you to be in a world where you yourself can go to the bathroom?
It is. I'm enjoying myself immensely.
Oh, great. Although I don't know if that was just a story that Gail was telling. I don't know if Gail really had to go to the bathroom or not.
I think Gail, I feel like I can really get in character, and she a little bit had to go to the bathroom, for real, but maybe was just trying to support her friend, John Sebastian.
Sebastian.
But then she was like, all right, I'm just going to go in and tinkle a little out.
I'm really just powdering my nose.
Oh.
And Gail, if you happen to want to sing a song about going to the bathroom... Let that
in character
if you want.
Oh, yes, please.
Look over there, it's a toilet. I want to be right in it. Flush the toilet and the pee goes down. I know what it's like to pee.
That seems like that would be popular music on Earth, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot to say. Is there a way to shorten that? Euler.
Oh, yeah. It would definitely be Euler like music.
Well, Aaron tells you, well, you know, there's going to be a Christmas party coming up, and there's going to be a Yankee gift exchange. So, I don't know.
Ooh, is that where people bring gifts and you try and yank them out of their hands?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Whoever has the best gift. And I don't know if you're allowed to go. I mean, you work there for most of the year. But if you can find a way to get there, that's probably going to be your best way to get back into the office.
Well, I think the best way to get there would be to go as your date.
Oh.
And I could take you to dinner beforehand.
Oh.
Ooh. Nailed it.
Did I back far enough away that I can still... Here, can I kind of go like, oh, from where I am?
Oh, but I cut your ears off, didn't I?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you are unaware of most of the conversation we've had.
Boy. Okay, yeah. I got to rethink every action I've made so far.
Well, did you want to talk to my friend Diane, or?
I mean, yes, I would, if she can help out with this whole situation about me possibly being wrongly fired, I'd appreciate the help, but I'm happy just to talk to you.
And I will say, I don't know if I had done this already, I forget, but if I haven't already, I'll give you your ears back and sew them back on so you can be a part of the conversation.
Right. Okay, will I still be able to hear out of
Let's
them?
Let's go ahead and get a roll here.
Well, okay. It's 18.
18, they do, yes.
Okay, good.
Successfully sewed his ears on, and now you can hear again.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Gosh, before you had ears, you were really above an oven.
Totally above an oven.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at people's lips move.
Yeah.
Suddenly, as you are there, a large group come in. A large group of men who come in to the Panera, and they're having some kind of big, loud, businessy kind of lunch. And they all come in to the Panera, and as they walk in, they knock into Diane and spill her a drink into her lap.
Mm.
Is the drink hot?
Yes, it was quite hot. Oh, quite hot. Rolled a 19. It was very hot. She is scalded in her lap and is very upset. And the large group of men just began laughing at her.
Oh, boy. I would like to... I see this from where I'm sitting eating my bread bowl. It still sounds insane to say. And I would like to try and go up to whatever the lead male in the pack is. Mm-hmm. Maybe shove him in the chest and say, "What's your damage, brah?"
Okay. I'm going to roll for that.
Okay. That's a 2.
2. Okay. As you walk up, you do make contact with him, but he grabs your hands.
Oh, boy.
And says, "Whoa there, cowboy.
I need those.
You got a problem?"
Okay.
But I would like to walk up and stab them with my grilled chicken salad.
Okay, go ahead and roll that 20-sided die there.
20.
20. Yes, you throw your chicken salad in the first guy's chest.
Yeah.
It just rips open, his heart flies out.
Woo.
And as he lands in Dan Smith's mouth, his hands are free. That was an amazing roll.
And am I still a immature cow? A young cow? Am I still a young cow, or am I back to being a human? Okay, you said I was a cowboy?
Oh, that's just an expression.
The guy said I was a cowboy. Yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But the guy was a bra.
Like a brassier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he was just, those are just some of the words we use.
Oh, okay.
Those are some of the fun words in this world.
All right. Yeah.
I walk up, and I cast a freeze spell into Diane's lap.
Okay. Roll the die there for that. Let's get her...
14.
Okay, the hot liquid cools sufficiently, but she does get a little rashy.
Oh.
Well, I tried
to be expected.
Yeah. Totally. She says, "Thank you, but I got a little freezer burn."
But
I'm glad the coffee's not hot anymore. Have we met?
No, I'm John.
Oh, thank you, John. It's always nice to have a freeze spell handy.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of Aaron's.
Oh, I think she mentioned that you were possibly terminated unlawfully.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about this, but I have to help my friends defeat these bullies.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, your turn's over. Orlando, did you have something to do?
Well, okay, so the one guy had the chicken sandwich heart attack.
Yeah.
But what is...
There's four other guys. Yeah.
I get my sword out, and I just start killing.
Sure. I'm going to roll a die there. How many attacks do you have per turn?
I have 2.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe get them try to stand behind each other.
Oh, that's a good idea. Can I try to angle, like...
Try to get them to stand behind each other?
Yeah. Can
so
I take
two
a turn?
To kill four
can
guys?
I take a turn to not attack with my sword, but to try to ask them to stand in order?
You can. I wouldn't, you know...
I mean, what do I need?
Tell them, line up, I'll fight you one at a time, and then stab all four.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, three of them line up.
Oh, okay.
One of them is busy looking at the menu.
Sure.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Which is probably annoys me. I'm like, no, he's not listening.
Roll for your one attack there.
Okay. Eight.
Eight. Okay. You ding the first one, but mm-hmm. it does not go through and penetrate and get the other two.
Oh.
Ooh, no penetration.
The first...
So my sword did not get in as deep as that chicken sandwich.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, that's the worst.
The first guy reaches into his pocket and pulls out a mechanical pencil and throws it at Gale at the chicken sandwich. Things
backing
happens.
Backing mechanical pencils.
And it does hit, and you get a 3 points of damage, a mechanical pencil jabbed into your shoulder.
Oh, no.
The second one, of course, sees this as well, pulls out his cell phone and shoots lightning at Dan Smith.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead and roll your die versus natural disaster.
Okay, that's a 10.
A 10, okay. You're going to take 12 points of cell phone lightning damage.
Oof.
And that goes right to your brain, too. So.
Any more
I've been Swiss cheesed.
The third guy sees John Bastion and attempts to sling his briefcase at him and misses. You're able to duck just in time when the briefcase misses. Aaron sees this and begins doing a little golf clap. But she's so happy that... All right, you're up. It's your turn, your attack.
Are they still standing in a line?
Two of them are. The one isn't.
I'm
going
to take one of my turns to ask the other guy to please line up behind.
Okay.
Like, hey, we're in the middle of something here. Can you please not look at the menu? Could you get in line?
Go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
12.
Okay, he does. He's standing. Okay. What's going on, dude?
All right. And
what up, dude?
And then for my attack, I try to stab them all.
Okay.
And I get a 10, slightly higher than last time.
Okay, well, you kill the first rowdy boy, but the second one will take a half damage as well.
Okay.
And the third one is okay.
I want to try to pull the mechanical pencil out of my shoulder.
Sure, okay, you can do that, yeah.
Okay, great. So
is that it? You can do it something else if you like.
Yeah, and then I want to run away. Can I leave? Can I leave the panner up red?
Yeah, you can. You can leave.
Should I not?
Gale, are you? I feel like
it seems like you had a pretty good turn last time when you were through the salad at someone. So
oh yeah,
guys, might be worth attacking again.
Are you okay, singing sword?
Yeah, I got stabbed with a mechanical pencil, so I'm trying to be in character.
How does it,
really,
okay.
really
How does it feel
like,
to be stabbed for the first time ever?
I know, like you've never been hurt, and I just making sure you're doing okay with your character being hurt.
I feel like weak and pathetic and like full of sorrow, and like ouchy.
Ouchy.
Like it hurts. Yeah. This feels good. I feel like I have a lot more empathy.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm talking as the singing sword now, and Gale doesn't have empathy, but I do. I've never thought about what it must feel like to be stabbed.
Sure.
Feels bad.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
And that was just
three
the
hit
pencil,
points,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Imagine what it must be like to be stabbed.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Penetrated by a sword.
Yeah.
I've definitely been stabbed, and it is not pleasant.
Sometimes we have to go to another world. Through roleplay to really understand what it's like to live in this world.
God, that's really deep. Yeah. Like my stabs usually are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? We should actually, let's take a quick break. I'm going to go grab into Mission Chain Forest and grab something out of my car that's hidden there. And you guys can get drinks. And we'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible. Your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tired of the same old humdrum tavern experience?
Tired of the bland vermilion minotaur menu?
Spiced potatoes, more like potate nose.
We're the McElroy brothers, inviting you to come play your dorky games or whatever down at the Smoldering Widow.
The rooster feet are complimentary.
And you can throw your bones right on the floor.
Don't forget to stop in every third day of the week for our imp-tearing competitions.
All imps are buy one, get one free.
And as always, find a toe in your drink, and the next round is on us.
Anything goes here at the Smoldering Widow.
But please, no bards.
And please refrain from bothering our aged father. He is sick and needs his rest.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Recording a commercial? Can I be in it?
No, old man. You get back downstairs and finish those dishes.
And then start on the bathrooms.
So come on down to the Smoldering Witch.
Stupid, inconsiderate.
Old man, I swear to food, those latrines better be clean enough to eat off of.
The Smoldering Widow. Eating here is all the adventure you'll ever need.
Smoldering Widow is at the end of the Crooked Lane. If you see two gray horses, you've gone too far. Free train with toe off or void if it is your own toe.
All right. Sorry. Thanks, guys. I needed to go to my Camry. I know. So John Sebastian has his cool little figurine. And you have your two scales thing. I actually remembered that in my car, I have a Orlando Bloom figurine from my world. This is exactly what...
That figurine is very handsome.
It's a very handsome figure.
Mm. It appears much larger than ours. It's six inches tall.
Yeah, it's more... I mean, action...
It seems more like a doll.
I mean, well, first of all, it's not a doll. It's an action figure. It's a collectible. It's a collectible figure.
What isn't collectible?
Yes, you can just keep anything.
Anything very you true. Have more than one of is you're basically collecting.
I actually do have more than one of these.
Are you afraid to say that you own a doll? Is that...
No, I'm not afraid to say that I own
a
doll.
Did you braid its hair like that?
Yes, it looks
nice.
Well, first it seemed a little too long, so I cut a little bit of it. And then I realized that it looked a little off balance. So then I did braid it. Mm. But I think I did a pretty good job. I think it looks pretty good.
So how many Orlando Blooms do you own?
I own 5 Orlando Bloom action figures. But they're in different costumes, and they're from different movies that he's in. It would take a long time to explain all of it.
Okay, then let's not.
Well, I cut a little Gail Davidson Durst into the wood, if you guys want to gather around and look.
Oh, lovely.
I think she has big shoulder pads, some sort of like a blazer.
Yeah.
You know, all this time we've been at this table, I've never thought to carve something into the wood. Could I borrow you real quick,
Sweet
Sword?
Yep.
I don't want to grab you too personally,
hard.
But
yeah.
All right.
Firmly.
And I'm just going to point you downward, and I'm just going to carve into the table here. C plus A, and I'm going to put a heart around it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
wow. Is that C plus A? What does that stand for?
The C plus A with a heart around it?
Yeah.
Stands for challenge plus adventure.
Hmm.
Oh. Thank you, Chunto.
Drop the O.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Seeing Sword. All right, so what else is she wearing, Gail?
Oh, I think she has some sort of leggings or jeggings, maybe.
They're, oh, wow.
They look like jeans, but they feel like stretchy pants.
Oh, wow.
And high platform heeled shoes with leopard skin on them.
Whoa.
Wow, the skin of a leopard.
Yes.
Fantastical.
Yes. She's a real working gal.
Yeah, seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're in the middle of a melee here.
Yes, yes. There were some rowdy office guys having their meeting or something, and they got in trouble with you guys, and you've been fighting them. And
we killed two of them, right?
Killed two of them have been killed, and Diane had some coffee spilled on her, which was immediately frozen successfully. And I believe it was you were in a quandary. You had a bit of a personal crisis moment about, do you want to keep killing people?
Well, I changed my mind. I don't want to run away.
Okay.
But I also don't want to kill them. Can I want to seduce one of them. Can I seduce one?
Oh, yeah. Now, you are an IT person.
Yeah.
So that's not, doesn't give you a lot of seduction credits or points.
Okay.
But it's still worth a try.
Yeah, I mean, if we can turn this melee into a melee.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'm willing to try.
Okay, go ahead and roll a die there.
Oh, it's a two.
It's a two. Okay. Yeah. You go up to them and are like, hey, I don't know. What are you? What are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm Gail Davidson Durst, IT.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means I team you up
that's
with me.
That's
on
really stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm peeing.
Any,
I'm
do you have
peeing.
Any friends
oh,
who are
no,
hot?
I
you are peeing.
I just went to the bathroom. I can't believe
is
happening.
Is liquid hot? Is it hot?
It's, yes,
you, sir, can
it's
you use
so
another
hot.
Freeze spell?
It's like my shame.
She has hot liquid on her.
I only get one freeze spell every 4 hours.
Shoot,
this
sorry.
Is so humiliating.
Yeah, you're just stuck with that urine.
Okay, why did I wear jeggings?
All right, who's next?
I believe that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so while they're distracted, I'm going to hit them in the crux of their neck with my messenger bag and hope that it severs their spine.
Sure, go ahead and roll for that one.
17.
17, well done. You hit one of them on the nape of the neck, and it does, let me see, how much damage does that messenger bag do?
That's a plus 3.
Plus 3 messenger bag. Well, that'll finish them off. That'll certainly knock them out there. That's good.
Damn, Arnie, so far a chicken salad sandwich and a messenger bag have been more effective than your sword.
I mean, I killed one.
Nah.
Well, there's one left. That's 3 down and 1 to go. I don't know. Is it your turn over here?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, this is a little unorthodox, but what I'd like to do is, because my brain has been all scrambies due to this 12 cell phone damage, what I'd like to do is, since I'm on my lunch break, I'm going to call into work, call into the office, because there should be somebody there even on their lunch break, because those are, you said it, you mentioned they're staggered. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call into the workplace and see if someone there can answer the call. And I'm going to try and feign a sickness in my voice to see if I can go ahead and leave early. Because that is something I can do once per game is I can go home early.
Now, do you have a Bluetooth device? Or?
Yes, I believe I do. So I'll go ahead and use that.
Sure, okay.
And I just want to try and roll to see how convincing my the sickness in my voice is.
Sure.
And that's a 5.
A 5, okay. They're not buying it. They say you may have to use a PTO day.
Okay.
They're not quite sure how many you have left, and it is already lunchtime.
Can I try it in real time? Can I try and...
Oh, sure, sure.
So I'm...
I don't feel so good. I think I'd better head home.
Is this Dan?
Yeah, this is Dan Smith. I'm just not feeling... I thought this would go to voice...
What was it?
Voicemail.
I thought this would go to voicemail, but I think I need to go home.
Okay, now, Dan, typically you're supposed to call your temp agency, and then they inform us.
Oh, yes, of
course. Have you called them yet?
Not yet. I'm so sorry. I'm just so sick.
Okay, now, today's also a Friday.
Oh, is it?
I didn't even realize. Your time card.
My brain's scrambies.
Do you still feel sick?
I feel pretty sick. It's hard to talk.
Dan, if you would like the day off, you can have the rest of the day off.
Great. Thank you so much. And then I hang up.
Okay, now since you did use a Bluetooth, you do get another action.
Oh, great. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
For my next action, I'm going to try and see if you said there's one more
left.
Bra, okay. So what I'm going to try and do is, without even sort of physically accosting him, I'm just going to try and pluck out both his eyes.
Sure, okay. Just try to snap that bra's eyes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and
see
roll
what
your die
here.
There.
And that is a 13.
13. Well, you do get your hands on his face, and while you cannot remove the eyes, he is at a bit of a disadvantage for anyone else who wants
to. Oh, great.
Sure, right?
Yeah. Set him off, knock him down.
Yes, for their moment here.
I really wanted to add those eyes to my bag.
Yeah.
I think it's Arnie's turn.
Okay,
now.
So it's my turn. It's Orlando's turn. Yeah. You know what? I think Orlando is going to. I've been a decent job of convincing these bras to do stuff. I'm going to ask this guy to sort of push his head forward so that Dan Smith's fingers penetrate his eye sockets and get those eyes.
You know, everyone has really joined the party and had a character voice. And I don't know if you've heard a in-character voice.
Oh, okay.
What does Orlando Bloom sound like?
What does Orlando
Bloom just use whatever voice he uses.
Yeah, okay. Sir, please, push your head forward so that my friend Dan Smith's fingers can pluck your eyeballs out.
And whenever you're ready, just pop into a voice.
all right. Wow, that was... He does. He
wow.
does.
Yes.
Teamwork. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Teamwork. That's two more eyes for your collection. Yes. I'm not sure how many you're up to now. I should probably be keeping tally.
I had 36 eyes. I believe two of them were Diane's eyes that I plucked out the blue ones, but I put those on a table for a tip, right? Because the service was pretty bad. So yeah. I think I'm. I was down to 34. I have two more. I think I'm back up to 36.
I believe. Well, business as usual back at Panera. Everyone's back to eating their things, and some staff come out to clean up the bodies and things. The manager approaches you and says, "Oh man, thanks. Hey, thanks, guys. You guys want like your lunch is on the house, or I don't know what you guys ordered, but
oh, thank you. That's very nice.
Well, if you want to hand me your cards, I'll charge it back to your cards. You know, whatever. And I do have some items to give you.
We can't accept any payment. We're just office workers doing our job.
Nice.
I'd accept some payment.
This is just a day of labor.
Like can I roll to have actually ordered more food? Because that sucks when you get a free meal and you're like, I barely...
And I did just... I threw my chicken salad at that
Yeah.
Too, so
they'll get you a new chicken salad. That was pretty amazing. That doesn't happen every day.
Wow.
Chicken salad usually bounces off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I was just trying to be like an everyday person.
Maybe 1 point of damage. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But not a kill shot like that. That was quite amazing. As well, I do have this green apron... of protection.
Oh.
That you guys can use a tag of many names. They come in handy, as well as a loyalty card.
Ooh.
Which from Panera, and you can show that to somebody in there. Oh, you must be loyal, as well as for you, for the chicken salad lady, a magical container of to-go.
Oh. Ooh.
And this to-go container, you can put things in it, and they will stay warm and fresh wherever you take this to-go container.
This is so useful. I'm going to be able to use this a lot more on the quest.
How many things can that container hold?
Well, it can hold about a chicken salad size.
All right.
They come in. This is the smaller. There's two sizes of them.
I see.
There's a smaller one and a larger one, and depending on what you had.
Yeah.
You know.
Great.
Yeah.
Since I belong to the mystical order of marketing managers, I think I should take the loyalty card.
Great. Arnie, why don't you take the green apron of protection?
Yeah. Although, you know, I'm pretty stealthy. I don't know. I'm probably the least weak character in the game, right? Like, do I need protection?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've misestimated how strong I am in the past. Fair enough.
All right. And who wanted the... tag of many names.
I'll take that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That'd be great for you.
If I need
temp.
To go in disguise.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
That'll definitely come in handy. Outstanding. Well, that's what I had for today, for our adventuring. Everybody, well done.
Thank you, Metamor. Well that done. Really Thank flew you, by.
That was so fun.
Yeah. Oh.
Can't believe I ate soup out of a bowl of bread.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was
so I got cool. stabbed.
Yeah.
This
was also
a
terrific. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, you know, Choo Choo Chow could do some.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. It's such a fantastical idea. Maybe Choo Choo Chow should sell bread bowls.
Is Choo Choo Chow still open?
Mm-hmm. I just don't talk about it a ton.
You guys should have to-go containers.
Ooh, to-go containers. Yeah, absolutely. To-go.
Yes, I like that idea. You'd have to build crates and carts strong enough to get them through the haunted swamp, but yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, Singing Sword, are you still going to be able to stab and kill people now that you've had your perspective broadened?
Oh, sure, that's who I am, you know, and that's my mission and my purpose on life. I mean, I may also do different knife type things, like open letters.
Oh.
I could...
what a broadened sword. Mm,
gosh, I could cut sandwiches in half, you know, maybe I'll use it on this chicken salad, you know.
Yeah.
This imaginary chicken salad.
Yeah.
But yes, my core purpose in life is to brutally murder and stab. And
sure.
Cut. Yeah.
When was the last time you brutally murdered and cut somebody?
Today?
So today you've killed people today.
Oh, yeah, you mean when today? Yes, right before I came.
Oh, right before we were playing.
There was a guy right outside the tavern. He was kind of being a dick, and I just, you know.
Candle Wizard?
Yes.
Wait, you killed Gan the Wizard?
Yes.
Oh, this is the best day of gaming ever.
I left him bleeding in the doorway.
Oh, all right. Well, he's old. I'm sure he's dead. So that's why, I guess the light is low in here. I didn't realize you have like a lot of blood on you.
Yes.
A lot of blood on you.
It sparkles like rubies, but it's blood.
Yeah.
I wish I brought the polish over.
Yes. So thoughtful.
Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just thought
what
it was
a gentleman.
A character choice, like, you know, makeup or something.
Oh, red. Yeah. Nope, that's blood.
Lipstick or something.
Man. Fuck Roz. I'm going to fuck Roz up. No, it was just the wizard I stabbed.
I wish I had one of those things, what do you call them, where you can, like, capture a moment forever?
Memory.
No, it's a thing. It's like the device.
A camera?
I wish I had one of those cameras because I just want to, you know, like, Can Dead. I just want to, with that camera, I just want to show Can Dead.
You want a candid photo? Is it my job to take your puns and just in case any person in the world doesn't get it, I have to...
Just in case. That's a good name. Why don't you go by
Just in case. Oh. Yeah.
Chun chun.
You have spent almost an hour listening to humans pretend to be fantastical creatures pretending to be humans. How's that bucket list going? No, I'm sure you'll climb Kilimanjaro later in your 70s. That's when most people pull it off. Usador the Blue, aka John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Shunt the King of the Badgers, aka Dan Smith, was played by Adol Rafai. Metamore the Office Manager was played by Bill Arnett. To learn more about taking classes from Bill or about his new improv book, go to ChicagoImprovStudio.com. Food for thought. Is this series helping Bill process his very real anger at his current job? Or galvanizing it? Gnaw on that. The Singing Sword was played by special guest Erica Elam, who will be performing in the completely improvised hip-hop musical Shamilton at the Apollo Theater in Chicago every Friday night through March 31st. Come for the parody, stay for Erica refusing to be edited as she slowly loses the goodwill of the group. The McElroy brothers, who run the Smoldering Widow, were played by the actual McElroy brothers, Justin, Griffin, and Travis, hosts of the podcast My Brother, and Me. The old man was played by their father, Clint McElroy, who joins them in their podcast, The Adventure Zone, a D&D fantasy adventure podcast that I'm sure you already know about because God forbid you go outside. Offices and Bosses is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland and logo by Allard Laban. Follow the show on Twitter at Magic Tavern. The next word in your secret phrase, really. Take care.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.